Smart Talk is produced by WITF as part of our mission to deliver relevant, high-quality programming. Support comes from Capital Blue Cross, which shares WITF's commitment to being a trusted resource in our communities. Smart Talk is also supported by UPMC, offering surgical care for the brain, spine, and peripheral nerves. More information can be found at upmc.com/centralpaneuro.
You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF. I'm Scott Lamar. Do cell phone providers upgrading their service to 5G pose a danger to airplanes? The FAA and airlines think there's potential for 5G to interfere with an aircraft's altimeter that tells a pilot how far off the ground the plane is and is essential when landing in foggy or rainy weather. The FCC and mobile phone service providers say it's completely safe and point out 40 other countries already have 5G towers around airports. To offer his perspective is Dr. Terrell France, Associate Professor of E-Business and Cybersecurity with the Quantum Information Science Programs at Harrisburg University of Science and Technology. Dr. France, welcome to the program. First of all, let's start with a basic. What is 5G?
Well, 5G, Scott, good morning, everyone. 5G is the fifth generation of essentially telephone service. 5G, 4G, 3G, I think we've all lived through that.
But what will it add to phones and mobile devices?
Well, essentially, as we go through the various generations, we're increasing the speed and the available bandwidth of our telecommunication systems. So from the user's perspective, we have much faster download times of movies and files and things like that. Moreover, the telecom providers are increasing the amount of devices that can be connected to the network. And while we may each have a maximum of two phones each, we have these IoT devices, so these things going on in your home, cameras and such, communicating over the telephone networks. So we desperately need more bandwidth, as they say, as well as speed.
Okay, so the issue at hand, the airlines and the FAA they hedged on this a little bit, saying that 5G could interfere with altimeters. And as I explained in the introduction, that's a device in the cockpit that tells a pilot, the staff, how far off the ground a plane is. Will it interfere with altimeters?
Well, Scott, that's not actually an easy question to answer. Like anything nowadays, this story, and I don't want to go on a tangent too much, is really becoming part of that misinformation in the modern age. Information on this is actually the challenge here. There have been simulation and laboratory tests giving evidence that they will, the 5G networks will, in fact, interfere with these altimeters on airplanes. Now, and that's a study that was done by Texas A&M University over the past year. So the only evidence that we actually have that there could be a problem or interference is from that one study. The argument, so that's the FAA is looking at that study and saying we potentially have a problem. Meanwhile, the FCC, as you mentioned, is on the other side saying there is no problem with this. And in fact, 40 other countries currently are using 5G around airports and such, and it does not seem to affect the altimeters on the airplanes. Who's right and who's wrong? It's a matter of what side you're on.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about that. There are a couple noteworthy parts of what you just said. First of all, two different federal agencies not agreeing with one another so publicly. That's unusual. But 40 other countries and only one study that the FAA and the airlines are citing. What's been the experience in these 40 other countries?
Well, Scott, I'll just tie it into this COVID situation we're in, whether masks or whatever, vaccines and all that are effective or not, et cetera. The challenge here is that in these other countries, the bandwidth we're talking about, think of it as the lane and the highway for signals, is different than the one we're actually using in the United States. So, you know, the think of it as a lane on the turnpike. You know, you've got these two lanes, and in the case of the United States, where our lane is very, very close, in fact, much closer than Japan, for example, to the lane used by these airplanes. And so you can't quite take the positive example of nothing's gone wrong in Japan and compare that to what potentially could happen here in the United States. They're two different lanes or widths of lanes. If you think about a turnpike analogy,
so
you just can't say, "Oh, it works in Japan, and it will work here."
Okay, well, you know, one of the big questions that I had, one of my colleagues asked this morning, and I think a lot of people have asked the same question: is what took so long? Implemented in 40 other countries, you just explained, it's a little bit different, but. I mean, what took the FAA and these airlines so long, right up until the point where Verizon and AT&T were going to implement 5G near these airports? What took so long?
Well, Scott, this is the interesting aspect of such things. The FAA, this study was actually commissioned in 2019, and the study came out, I think it was October or November of 2020. This has been known. And so why do you and I not know about it? Well, you know, it's like, it's like a tax deadline. There's no sense of urgency until people start activating things or, you know, have a deadline. And, you know, as many of the listeners may know, you know, Verizon and AT&T just recently started to try to turn on this 5G technology. So, you know, suddenly there's a sense of urgency to go vocal about it. But this has been studied and well known in the industry for at least 2 years.
When we talk about interference, possible interference with an altimeter, interfere in what way? What would, if there was interference, what would it look like?
Well, from a consumer's perspective, you might hear a little, you know, white noise. You might possibly hear another phone channel on your phone. Our phones are pretty good at filtering that out. But on the airplane side, and let me add quickly, this is not just airplanes, this is also helicopters. Now, and I may have a chance to explain that later. But on the airplane side, when an airplane comes in for landing, particularly when it's non-perfect weather, fog, rain, snow, they depend on these altimeters very heavily to know how far they are off the ground. And in fact, autopilots use this these radars as fact. And so the problem on the airplane side is you could be 10 feet off the ground and you think you're 100 feet off the ground. I don't like that kind of an error when I'm on an airplane.
Okay, so what about helicopters? You mentioned helicopters.
Well, the interesting thing is, if you dig into the technology and the story, when you talk to the pilots, et cetera, you know, what's coming out to the public is airplanes landing on airfields, which is a fixed location. So many helicopters also use the same technology. So, for example, Harrisburg Hospital has I believe, has a helipad on top. And so, therefore, 5G bandwidth in around that hospital could, and remember that it's could, affect the navigation of a helicopter when it lands. And to me, what's even more interesting about a helicopter is that that helicopter does not have a fixed location to take off and land. So let's say there's an accident on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. That helicopter needs to pick up the wounded at some random location. Which may or may not have 5G, but it certainly won't be considered fixed like an airport. So to me, that's the unnoticed story here. That's a big deal, I think. because it's not a fixed location.
You're right. You've heard nothing about that. You've only heard from the airlines and the FAA, but mostly from the airlines. So is there a solution to this? I mean, it sounds like the solution that we've heard so far is that 5G towers would not be located within a certain amount of space near an airport.
And that's fine. That's fine for the fixed-wing aircraft. That will make customers around that airport, in a small band around that airport, pretty uncomfortable. But, you know, what that would mean from a consumer's perspective is they would have just 4G level. I mean, what you have now when it comes to speed, et cetera. But again, I'll refer to the helicopters.
But it would be a big deal for the carriers and for those businesses and those who feel they need that 5G. Dr. Terrell France, Associate Professor of E-Business and Cybersecurity, the Quantum Information Sciences Programs at Harrisburg University of Science and Technology. Dr. France, thank you very much for being with us today.
My pleasure, Scott.